All right, it's time now for the 18th man with Sean. He'll be wrapping up the Vegas games and previewing the remaining games for the week, for week one of the regular season. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Antoine. How are you?
I am good for this Thursday. What about you?
I've been better. You know, I feel like I'm, you know, a member of the movie The Hangover, and I'm just coming back from a Las Vegas trip. But, you know, for me, I think what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and that includes round one losses.
So we won't talk about what we're talking about.
We'll briefly skim over it. It was a couple of great games, really, and it showcased the toughness and skill of the sport. There was 40,000 people in attendance, or just over 40,000, and the NRL is hailing it as a great success. So I only had FOMO sitting at home and not being over in Vegas, so it's certainly something that's been added to my bucket.
I'll tell you what, I wasn't buying into the Vegas round. I watched both games and I'm into it. I've bought into it. I think it's an awesome idea and definitely something awesome to build on. But I do understand there was about 15,000 of those travelled from Australia, 15,000 of the 40 travelled from Australia to attend. So it looked well attended, and I think that both games were pretty sharp, to be honest. I did enjoy watching both games.
Yeah, look, I think there was 15,000 from Australia, another 5,000 from England, and then, you know, a lot of the rest of it was made of expats that are in and around the States. But there was still a small portion of Americans in attendance. Now, the NRL's not going to become the new NFL over there, but we only need to take a sliver of the market to really capitalize on it. So this is the first step to that.
Yeah, that's it. All right, let's have a look at the round. So the first game was Manly versus Rabbitohs.
Yeah, mate, Manly came up with the victory in that one, and that got me off to a 0-1 start in my tips, proving to be quite a poor weekend or start of the first one. But what Luke Brooks proved was that the Tigers really are the problem. And as we expected, the Tigers are the reason Luke Brooks sucked, because you threw him in a Manly jersey and he was spectacular in this game. But I started fast, you know, scoring the first try, but Manly were just too good in the ruck and wore them down in the end. And I thought it was good to see Turbo in fine touch as well. So good start to the season from Manly. Not what the Rabbitohs wanted, but certainly not doomsday just yet.
I agree wholeheartedly with Luke Brooks. It was good to see him succeed.
It is. The little tiger that could.
All right, moving on to the Roosters v Broncos.
Well, look, yeah, rugby league, it just doesn't speak anymore. but I've got a bit of a stat here for you, and I think you're going to like this one. So, no club has ever won the premiership after winning their first game in Vegas. So the Broncos are still in running for the premiership because we win our first game in Vegas. So I think that's what I'm taking out of this. But there were some good matchups in this game, mate. So, you know, you had Stags versus Sualii, Walsh versus Tedesco. I think this was the best game Tedesco has probably played in the last two years. So really great form. Probably the thing that kept the Broncos out of this one, mate, was I think Reynolds' kicking game was quite poor. So he, we were on the back foot already. We had Brendan Piakoura suffer a HIA and we were just in a bit of trouble there. So, look, I think there were still some good signs there from the Broncos, but the Roosters started off the season exactly the way they wanted when they got to celebrate in Vegas. There's definitely a bit of a dampener on the whole thing with the allegations put forward about Spencer Lenu in relation to comments made against Ezra Mann that were racial. So he's been referred straight to the judiciary, and I'm sure we'll find out very shortly what his punishment will be.
Yeah, a bit disappointing there.
Very. No place in the game, and let's hope it gets sorted out quickly and Ezra's okay.
Yeah, agreed. All right, what have we got coming up this weekend? So the first game is Knights v Raiders.
Yes, but tonight we've got the Knights versus the Raiders, with the Knights, I think they're going to be strong in this game, mate. I think the Knights will win. Ponga probably just has a little bit more spark in his attack than the whole Raiders team. So I think it's going to be a Ponga-a-thon. Newcastle with the Knights to win this game. Then on Friday, the 5 p.m. game, we've got the Warriors versus the Sharks. And Kia ora whānau. up the wires, if you ask me. Warriors to win this one 13 plus. I've been quite impressed with their style of play this season, and the Sharks are just probably a little bit too small up the middle compared to that big Warriors pack. That game is followed up by the Storm versus the Panthers Friday at 7 p.m. Now, on my notes here and my tipping sheet, I've got the Storm in a bit of an upset, but I think that's all dependent on whether Cameron Munster plays. So we should find that out, you know, today if he's going to be a late inclusion for this game. But I think, you know, the Storm are a bit of a smoky there. But if Munster's out, then I'll be going with the Panthers. After that, mate, we've got the Eels versus the Bulldogs playing on at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. The Eels are winning this. The Bulldogs suck. So we can just move on. Then on Saturday at 6:30 p.m., mate, we've got the Titans versus the Dragons. So, look, the Titans will probably win this. The Dragons they played the Tigers. They got a win. Look, new coach, who knows? These two teams sort of probably not vying for positions in the top eight this year. So, look, we'll see. Titans to win, though. Sunday's games, mate.
It's the game of got the round. Fins up, Sean.
Yes, mate. Yep. Game of the round. We've got the Tigers versus the Bye, and I reckon the Bye's probably going to get that one in a close one.
What happened to the Dolphins?
Yeah, sorry, mate. You meant the other game. Dolphins versus the Cowboys. Cowboys to win this in a canter. Take the Cowboys at the 5.5 head start, mate, and bet with your head, not over it.
I'm betting with my heart. I'm betting with the Dolphins. I'm tipping the Dolphins. Go Dolphins. Fins up.
Fins down. And look, I just hope you enjoy the weekend of footy as much as I do, mate. I don't have to worry about a Broncos loss this weekend. So they get the rest as well as the other 18, the Vegas teams. So we'll enjoy the rest and just enjoy some footy.
Oh, that'll be good. Look forward to enjoying the footy. And I need the rest of this round to make up for the 0 out of 2 for the Vegas round. And just, I'll mention this while it's still happening. And the top of the leaderboard for the Radio Springfield City tipping competition is Miss Jane, who's 2 out of 2. And in case it doesn't happen again, the leader is Miss Jane for the Radio Springfield tipping competition.
I'll join Miss Jane at the top by the end of the round, hopefully.
Oh, it's on. Watch out, Miss Jane.
All right, mate. You have a good weekend, eh? I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, mate. All the best.